Peter says that we have not been redeemed by the aimless conduct received by the traditions from our forefathers or our fathers or friends in the world. We have been transformed. We have been bought. We have been bought by Jesus Christ. He paid the ultimate price with his own life. Salvation is not cheap.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Ries in Diamond Bar, California. Raul's struggle with rage and violence nearly cost him his life, but when he learned that Jesus chose a violent death on the cross to take punishment for his sin, Raul's heart was completely transformed. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 for a free DVD of Raul's story. Today's message from Raul continues our series in 1 Peter with a challenge to consider the value we place on our salvation. We'll see today that if we continually choose sin over submission, we're essentially diminishing the high price Jesus paid for us in his death on the cross. We'll be encouraged to renew our commitment to righteousness as we follow Christ in obedience. Now, here's Raul Ries.
In chapter 5 of 1 Corinthians, he's talking to Christians, remember that. In chapter 5, it starts out in verse 1 about a brother in the church that is going to church and he's living together and having sex with his mother-in-law. And they're in church. Okay? And the actual pastor in the church, guess what he's doing? Nothing about it. And the congregation just ignore it. And Paul says, listen, Paul's not there. Paul writes his letter. He, look what he says, verse 1. He says, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much to be named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. He says, and you are puffed up and have not rather mourned or repent, that he that has done this deed might be taken away from among you. He says that person should not be in the church. That person should be kicked out of the church. Think about that. How many people come to Calvary Chapel like that? Living together with their girlfriends and boyfriends, having sex, and then coming here and worshiping God and raising your hands to the Lord? That's hypocritical. That's not right. If you really are going to be a Christian, then be a Christian, be a man or a woman of your word. Because God sees. God hears. God gives us his word. And it's really important because Paul goes on to say this. This is pretty heavy. He says, look, verse 3. For I verily, as absent in my body, but present in the Holy Spirit, or as present in the Spirit, have judged already. Said, I don't have to go to Corinth and make a judgment. I'm far away from Corinth, and I'm already making judgment according to the Word of God. What does he say? He says, although I were present concerning him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he says, when you have gathered together in my spirit, and with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a person, notice, unto who? Unto Satan, for the destruction of his flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you do with a person that doesn't want to repent? You turn him over to Satan. Let Satan have his way with him, and maybe Satan will break him, and he'll repent, and he'll come back, and then he'll be what? Going to heaven. Pretty heavy, huh? God doesn't put up with sin. A Christian that doesn't want to repent, you can turn him over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh so that the spirit can be saved. Wow. Pretty heavy what Paul says. That's the word of the Lord. Watch what else he says. Verse 5. To deliver such a one unto Satan to the destruction of his flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Don't you know that just lying or cheating or fornicating or committing adultery or stealing from your employer or employers, it's leaven? Just a little bit. And if we take everybody's little leaven, imagine how much leaven there is here. And what is leaven? The type of sin. Watch what he says. He goes on. He says, your glorifying is not good. Verse 6, know you not that a little leaven leavens a whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. What is he saying? Repent. Get right with God so you can worship God. Look what Jesus Christ did for you. Look what he did for you. And then he goes on. Verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven or sin, neither with the leaven of malice or wickedness, with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. He says, I wrote to you in an epistle not to keep company with fornicators. Yet although altogether with the fornicators, he says, I'm not talking about your friends in the world. He says, they're fornicators, they're liars, they're homosexuals, they're lesbians, they're all that stuff. No problem. Okay? I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about people in the church that are still having fellowship with Christians that are fornicators and liars and adulterers and homosexuals and lesbians and continue to practice those sins. Watch what he says. He goes on. Verse 10. Yet not altogether with fornicators of this world, or with covetous, or extortioners, or idolaters, for then we need to go out of the world. We couldn't live here. Notice, I have written to you that not to keep company, if any man who is called a brother or Christian be a fornicator or covetous or an adulterer or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner, for such a one is not to even eat lunch with him. For what have I to do with judging them that are outside of the world and yet to judge the church that is inside of the church? Wow. Paul's heavy. But says, what's the matter with you Christians? How can you judge somebody in the world when there's so much sin in the church? And yet there's a day of judgment coming. And let me say this. I'm not going to read you the whole epistle, but let me say this. That Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 6, you can go home and read it. In Galatians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, he says that whoever continues to practice that sin, if even if you've been saved, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We don't cheapen God's grace. Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He said, well, why? Because the penalty of sin is great, but the debt that sin brought to us, the greater Jesus Christ, the one that paid the penalty for sin, is a greater, greater thing. Why? Because he redeemed us. He paid with his own blood. Check this out. Verse 18. Watch what he says. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless, notice, or your vain or empty manner of life received by the traditions from your fathers. Paul is saying what? Hey, don't ever, ever take God's blood in vain. It's not cheap. Redemption is not cheap. He paid with his own life. He went to the cross. I mean, Peter really brings up an incredible point here. Peter says that we have not been redeemed by the aimless conduct received by the traditions from our forefathers or our fathers or friends in the world. We have been transformed. We have been bought. We have been bought by Jesus Christ. He paid the ultimate price with his own life. His own blood. He died for you. He died for me. Heavy. Salvation is not cheap. It's not cheap. Peter's point here, he's pointing out that we have not been redeemed by corruptible things like silver, gold. It says it was the blood of Jesus Christ. He gave his life for you. He gave his life for you. That's why salvation is free. Salvation comes through faith in Jesus Christ. And when you come by faith to Jesus Christ, you receive salvation, then what happens? They take you back here, they give you a Bible, they counsel you, and then you're on your own to be able to come to church and join a class where you can learn more to become mature in Jesus Christ. You start reading the Bible every day, you start praying, you start making new friends in the church, people that are not immature but mature. So what? So you can grow and you don't have to go back into your old life. That's what he's saying. You need to grow up. Because Paul says in 1 Corinthians, again, when you're actually chapter 2 and 3, he says the problem with carnal Christians is they're still sucking on milk. They're babies. How much more important, Paul says, is the word of God that is going to nourish you spiritually. And that's why he also says, you can go to the gym, you can work out, you can run, you can ride a bike, you can surf, you can do whatever you want to do. That's good. He says, but the best thing is spiritual exercise, the Word of God. The Word of God. Being in church. Studying. Going to Bible school. Serving the Lord. That's what's eternal. Everything else is temporal. It's all going to burn. Going to burn. It's not going to last. It's a done deal. So that's why he's really bringing up this point at this particular time. That redemption, God paid for you, for me, through his blood. Remember in the Old Testament, what did they do? They killed the lamb. They killed the turtle dove, the pigeon. And what do? They bleed it. And they put the blood in a basin. And then they would take the blood. They would sprinkle it on the altar. And then they would cut up the animal in little pieces, and a portion went to the priest, and then the other portion went on top of the altar, and they burned it, and the actual meat, when it burned, it smelled very, very good, and it was a sweet-smelling aroma to who? To God. It means pleasing, because the animal was not main or imperfect. It was complete when it was given to God. Amazing. All the Old Testament pictures brings up fulfillment in the New Testament, where we're living today. That's what Peter says here. You know that you were not redeemed with corruptible, or again here, notice, perishable things like silver, gold. From aimless here, it means an empty or a vain life. Notice, received by the tradition of your fathers. Speaking of the past. Verse 19, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, check this out, as of the Lamb without blemish and without spot. Wow. He brings it up again. What is he doing? He's taking you back to the Old Testament. When Jesus came, and remember when he was in the temple and he got angry and got a whip and started whipping people out of the temple because the money changers were there? And what they were doing, they had with the high priest, they had a business going on where they set up the little booths outside when people were coming to worship, like outside of the church. And then I would be one of the high priests working with these guys that are selling, and I'm getting a kickback because they're charging me 40%. Now you know why Jesus was mad. Because when I came to the temple and I had my sacrifice and I came up to the priest and said, hey, here's my little lamb or here's my turtle dove. He would go, well, let me see it. Oh, can't take it. Look, see that little spot there? Can't take it. You got to buy one for me, but it's going to cost you this much. What were they doing? Like so many churches ripping people off. Sad. Ripping people off. When the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us, washes us. When Jesus Christ gave himself, he gave his best. And when he says here, he's talking about Jesus Christ paying the price for you and me through his life. But at the same time, notice the value of our redemption. What is it? The Lamb of God. Remember John the Baptist when he saw Jesus? Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Wow. Everything puts together, Apostle. Everything put together by the Word of God. It's so important that we understand God's Word. Because there's a lot of ignorant people today that do not understand. And the days we're living in, days of apostasy, where churches are turning away from the Word of God for more entertainment and more worship and less of the Word of God. Let me say this, those churches will become apostate churches. The most important thing in any church is the Word of God. The teaching of God's Word. And that's why we have people come out here before to prepare your hearts. Some of you come in late, and I know traffic's bad. But it's really important that you come in early so you can sit here and worship and prepare your heart and get rid of all the things that happen to you all day long, and then your heart's going to be open to receive the Word of God in your hearts. That's why we worship. Not to entertain you, but to enter into the holiest of holies. So that when I open my ears and I open my heart to God, I can be transformed by the power of the Word of God through His Holy Spirit. That's important. That's why we come to church. Real important for me to tell you that tonight. Because as I was studying this week, man, the Lord was just really speaking to my own heart where the church is heading today. And where America's heading and where the world's heading today. And surely we are living in the last days. Surely people are crying out. We're watching. We're hearing it. So many young people in the wrong road, going into the wrong direction. So many parents are suffering today. And young people are suffering today because they're making choices that are eternal choices. Choices that are going to hurt you the rest of your life. Why? Because the Bible says, whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. If you don't listen to godly counsel, then you're going to listen to ungodly counsel, and it's going to cost you. And there's so much godly counsel in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation. Especially when you get up in the morning, 31 Proverbs. Guess what? Proverbs is the wisdom of God. One proverb for each day when you get up to read. In the Psalms, before you go to bed at night, to bring comfort to your life so you can go to bed with the Word of God. And when you get up in the morning and you read your 5 or 6 or 7 chapters, start with one book and go all the way through the Bible. Don't jump around all over the place. Start in Matthew or start in Genesis and then go all the way through the New Testament and then go back to the Old and go back all the way again. Read it every year, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. And if you have a hard Bible to read, there are other translations that have been available to read it easily. It's not in its context, but you can read it. But when we study God's Word, the Old King James or the New King James. I love the Living Bible. Easy to read. The Old King James, that's how I grew up with the Old King James. The these and thous. And then they came out with the New King James. And that was good. Because it gave you the actual language of today. So it's really important that when we do come to the Word of God, that we stay accurate in God's Word so that God can speak to my heart. Recognizing the cross of Jesus Christ, recognizing His holiness, His redemption for my life through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as of the Lamb that is without blemish and without spot. Notice that. No acquired what? Defeat in his life. The Lamb had to be clear. It could not be lame or broken bones or anything like that. No blemishes. And that's why Jesus Christ is what? The Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He redeemed you. He redeemed me from an empty life of sin. Sin always leaves a big emptiness in our lives. That's why people keep partying every Friday night, every Saturday night, and then they go to work, and then the next week, the same old thing. They're never satisfied until you come to Jesus Christ. Then you find true peace. You find a whole new life to live. So this is important. Watch this, verse 20. He says, He, Christ, indeed, was foreordained or foreknown literally. Before what? The foundations of the world. Can you imagine that? Even before you and I came into being, Jesus Christ already was in the beginning. He was never created. He has always been with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And imagine as God the Father in all eternity, before he created the universe, before he created the earth, he already, with his Son and the Holy Spirit, already knew that one day he would create a world and put men upon this world, and that one day he would send his Son to die in this world. Out of all of the planets and universes he's created, he chose the earth to come to. Wow. To this place. To die for you and to die for me. That's the wisdom of God. Imagine how he must have felt, eternal God, everlasting God, to take his only begotten Son out of all eternity and bring him down to a little place called Bethlehem. And before that, a little girl, 15, 17 years old, by the name of Mary, that got pregnant, not by Joseph, that got pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And then she had this child in Bethlehem. Imagine this, and he would become the Savior of the world as a little baby, and then became an adult. And at the age of 30 to 33, he went out and preached, and he taught, and he healed people. And then on his way to Jerusalem, he submitted himself to the cross to be beaten, to be defamed, to have a crown of thorns on his head, nails on his hands and on his feet, and to be hung between two thieves, one repenting and one not repenting. And then they took a spear and they pierced the side of his side here, down by the armpit. It went into his heart, the sack here, where the water and the blood was, and the water and the blood came forward, and he died of a broken heart, medically speaking. Why? Because he redeemed the world to himself. He redeemed you. He redeemed me.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Ries. Now, if you'd like to review today's message, we'll be glad to send you an unedited copy for a donation of any amount. To obtain that, just call 800-634-9165. And when you make your request, just ask for the 8th lesson in Raul's 1 Peter series. Well, the message we've just heard presents a challenge to seek the Lord's will over our own as we make the conscious daily choice to obey Him. Now, to support you in this goal, we'd like to offer you a helpful Bible-based study titled Walking in the Spirit. This 4-message collection from Raul more fully explores what it looks like to surrender each day to the Holy Spirit as you walk in step with God's plan for your life. You'll also learn how to improve your interactions with others and how to deepen your relationship with the Lord through more regular time in the Word and in prayer. So act now to order Raul's inspirational audio pack titled Walking in the Spirit. To make your purchase, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. And we'll send you this 4-CD series for a gift of just $19 or more. Our mailing address, if you choose to order by sending a check, is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. And don't forget, when you visit us online at SomebodyLovesYou.com, be sure to check out the online store for inspirational clothing as well as additional resources for your spiritual growth. We want to remind you that Somebody Loves You Radio is funded through the partnership of listeners like you. Your generosity helps keep Raul's daily teaching on the air, and every gift you give is tax deductible. Be sure and join us again tomorrow for another Somebody Loves You Radio. We'll get insights from the Word of God that will guide us on our way to a life well lived for the Lord Jesus. Now, here's Raul once again with the final thought.
God was not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. That is the heart of God. Hell was never, ever made for men. Matthew 25:41 says what? That hell was made for the devil and one-third of the angels that rebelled against God. They're going into the lake of fire. But man makes his own choice. Why? Because we're not puppets on a string. We have the will to say yes and the will to say no, to accept him or to reject him. I have to make a choice for heaven or for hell. It's all up to me. God will never force me to do anything else. And that's why Peter says here, he indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Watch this. But was manifested in his last times. For what? For you. For me. In these last days. He is manifested to give us the truth. That not only he came the first time, but that he's coming again the second time. That he's going to come again. And when he comes again the second time, the first time he came humbly. He came as the Savior of the world. But the next time he comes, he's coming as the judge of the world. In anger and wrath as a judge. So we need to make a choice.
I am falling in love.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.